Lesson 58, Corruption. Corruption is the abuse of public resources or public power for personal gain. Corruption is a serious social issue that adversely affects the economy of a nation and impacts society as a whole. For example, if a judge is corrupt, he may drop charges and let certain criminals go free. Corruption is a term widely used in politics because more and more politicians are showing the world through their actions that they are corrupt. A story is told of a corrupt official during Mughal Emperor Akbar's reign and how he and his wise advisor Birbal handled the situation. One day, the guards arrested a man and brought him to Akbar's court. The guard said, "Your Majesty, this man was caught taking a bribe." "What was he working as?" Akbar asked. "Your Majesty, he is the officer in charge of the granary." Akbar responded, "Put him in prison. I will think of his punishment later." Birbal, who was standing close by, said, "A corrupt man will take bribes, whatever position he may have." Hearing this, one of the ministers came forward and said, "I beg your pardon, Your Highness, but I do not believe this. There are some jobs in which it is impossible to take a bribe." "All right," said Birbal, "I will give this corrupt man the job you suggest, and we will see that he does." "To this," the minister responded, "give him the job of counting waves in the river Yamuna. I am sure he cannot take a bribe in this task." The corrupt man was brought out of prison. He was then told to sit by the river Yamuna the whole day and count the waves. Several days passed. One day, Akbar said, "Birbal, have you received any complaints against the man who was punished for taking bribes?" Once again, the minister intervened. "There is no news, Your Majesty. I told you it is impossible for him to take bribes counting waves." To this, Birbal responded, "Let's go there tomorrow morning and see for ourselves." The next day at dawn, Birbal, the minister, and Akbar disguised themselves as fishermen. They took a boat and a net and went out to the river Yamuna. As they came close to the shore, they saw a man sitting with a pen and a paper in his hand. He seemed to be busy writing. When he saw them, he got up and shouted, "Who are you? What are you doing here? Do you know you have interfered with some work I was doing under royal orders? I have been appointed to count waves in the river. Now you have come and disturbed me. You will be punished for this." "But sir, we are poor fishermen." "All right, I will let you go, but you will have to pay a fine of 100 gold coins."
"Be kind, sir. We don't have 100 coins."
"You can give me 50 gold coins, can't you?" the man said. At this, one of the fishermen came forward and said angrily, "Let me give him the 100 coins he's asking for." He then took off his disguise. The man stepped back in shock when he realized it was Emperor Akbar. Akbar turned to Birbal and said, "You were right. A dishonest man will always find ways to make money, regardless of the job he may be doing."